9 to 8 on Summer Breakfast. Happy Ashes morning. We're going to talk to Ryan Harris in the next hour as we build up to the first test, 11 a.m. this morning in Brisbane. No Jimmy Anderson, no Johnny Bairstow for the Poms. We know the Australian team. It's going in with Alex Carey on debut, Marcus Harris at the top of the order, and Mitchell Starc is going to play ahead of Jai Richardson. So still plenty to come, but Scotty, I had the pleasure and the privilege of calling the Tasmania Jack Jumpers first game on Friday night, and it was a cracker.
It was OT, wasn't it?
OT.
Wowee.
Against the Brisbane Bullets.
OT, wowee.
More than 4,500 at MyState Bank Arena in Tasmania for their very, very first game. And I know for certain that one of the big names that Tasmania Jack Jumpers fans were so excited to see, and they packed out the venue to go and see Will Magnay play. He's one of their big recruits in the off-season and played some huge minutes on Friday night. He joins us here on the Summer Breakfast Club. Hey, Will, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Morning. How you doing?
Tell us about Friday night. From my vantage point, it seemed pretty wild.
Yeah, it was a bit of an up-and-down game, but, I mean, it's pretty special just seeing how excited, I guess, Tasmanian fans were to just see basketball. Again, not even for the win, you know, throughout the game, they were really excited. And, it was a pretty special moment to get the win.
It seems to me, right from the moment the Jack Jumpers team was announced in the NBL, and well before, obviously, you put pen to paper, but it seems as if Tassie sports fans, not just basketball fans, have really bought in.
Yeah, for sure. To be honest, I was uncertain of it until I got here and realised the support and the excitement that everyone has. You know, it's all over the state. It's not just in Hobart as well. You know, we go up to Launceston for camps and clinics and stuff, and just the turnout you get and the excitement, and everyone knows who you are, and yeah, it's pretty amazing, and they really just do love sport down here.
Well, you know, you're a Brisbane boy who's dabbled in the NBA and then played in Perth. What was it about, like you said, you weren't sure about the Jack Jumpers, but what was it that thought, I'm going there to resurrect this career?
Yeah, I think Scott had a big part to play in that. I think he's coached all over the world and at every level. So, I think he can sort of get me back to where the place I want to be. But, it was also just an exciting opportunity for me to help launch a club and start a culture and, I guess, really try and start a winning culture.
I mentioned the NBA. You played one game with the New Orleans Pelicans, and then you've had some injury troubles since. What was that like? Just give us a little insight into the crazy world of the NBA.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't expecting to go in. it's flat out. You play a lot. There's lots of workouts and top up conditioning and all that stuff. But I was sitting on a bench and Zion stood up and said, why isn't Will in the game? And then the coach put me in the game.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's how I got subbed.
Well, Zion and his conditioning maybe didn't want to get in the game.
Yeah. That was pretty cool to have, I guess, someone like of his caliber stand up for me and try and get me in the game. So that was, it's a moment I'll never forget for sure.
Talk about the conditioning. When you got there and involved in the system, did you have to hit the weights pretty hard?
It's different. You lift on the road. It's a lot of different type of lifting, but, they wanted me to get some strength on.
We're talking to Will Magnay here from the Tasmania Jack Jumpers here on the Summer Breakfast Club. Will, back to Tassie for a moment. What does a win first up do? To create hype, to create momentum, and even just belief amongst the group. What does a win last Friday night do for you guys?
Yeah, I think the belief for us is always there. We know that we're capable of winning, and I think more than anything, it proves to everyone else in the league that we're not just here as a rollover team. It's not going to be an easy win to come down here in Tassie and get one. So I think it proves to everyone else that we're legit and we're here to contend for it.
And in the bigger picture, you're injured last year and, the Boomers and Tokyo. What was it like watching that? Because obviously you've got aspirations to be a Boomer in the years to come.
It's still pretty special, just to be, named in that squad was a massive milestone for me. Just some of the names you're paired along with, it was pretty cool and obviously missed out, but You know, you still feel like a part of it when, you know, they're bringing home bronze and getting wins, and there's still a feel of the culture there. So it's pretty special to be able to see what they did.
Do you kind of feel now with Brian Gorgian and obviously the group that Gorge has built in the squad, which includes you, and then the bronze medal in Tokyo, do you feel like we're on the verge of a great international era in Australian basketball?
I think so. I think, you know, you look around the world and at the talent, I guess, you know, not only in the NBL, but, you know, Euro, and, you know, you see Giddy in the NBA now. And, yeah, I think there's just so much talent, and with the right squad and the right coach kind of leading it, it's on track for something special for sure.
That's exciting. It's a great time to be a basketball fan here in Australia. And it's a great time if you're a Tasmanian fan, and we know that we've got a stack of listeners this morning listening on RSN right across Tasmania. But the Jack Jumpers are doing wonderful, wonderful things. A win first up in action again on Thursday night. Tickets are all available at nbl.com.au, but they are one of the hottest tickets in town to go and see the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. And it all starts on Thursday again against the Adelaide 36ers. Will, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to see you back out on the court, fit, healthy, and playing really good basketball. So good luck this season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Will Magne from the Jack Jumpers.
The big unit.
The world is his oyster.
A good player.
Yeah.
You think he'll get back? Like, well, everyone, all eyes are on the NBL. This is, you perform here, NBA teams are comeback boy. That's what they'll be saying.
Yep. Yeah, he'll be back. I really think he'll be back there. And I'm not just saying that for obvious reasons. I think he has the game. I think he can step outside now and shoot the three, which he's developed. He's obviously athletic and can block shots and protect the rim. He's a very complete player.
How's Zion? Zion. Go. Hey, give Will a go. All right. Up you get, son.
Zion just might, so need, what's to, the might latest, need to maybe indulge in a salad or two along
say,
the journey.
Zion was injured and a heavy set number one pick who's got obvious oodles of talent. But I haven't seen him this season. You have. You would suggest he hasn't hit the gym preseason. That's going to be a big problem.
Doesn't seem that way. When you look out of shape in baggy clothes,
yeah,
that's when you know
he's in trouble.
Yeah.
Silly. Surely, yeah, I mean, they're a different beast over there. They can get ahead of themselves. But you, for a kid like that, you think, all right, had a so-so opening year. Yeah, I showed glimpses, but I need to get physically ready for this 100 and whatever games. He hasn't done it.
What a cool story as well that Zion Williamson said to the coach, get Will into the game.
Coach said, no worries. Aussie, in you go.
Last half hour coming up next, Ryan Harris will join us to talk Ashes. Quinny's not far away with the markets as well. It's a Summer Breakfast Club here on RSN.